An American sailor was killed yesterday in Iraq. Chief Petty Officer Jason Finnan of Anaheim, California, died during the Iraqi-led offensive to retake Mosul. It is the largest city still held by ISIS. Finnan is the first U.S. service member to be killed in the Mosul offensive. And here to tell us more about what happened is NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hi there, Tom.
Hey, Kelly.
So what can you tell us about Jason Finnan?
Well, he was a bomb disposal sailor based in the San Diego area. He was 34, and we're told his vehicle ran over a roadside bomb, and he died as he was being medevaced to a hospital. Now, again, he was the first American killed in this Mosul operation, which started on Monday, and there were more than 100 American advisors in northern Mosul area with Kurdish and Iraqi forces.
I guess we have to ask, what was an American service member doing so close to the fight? I mean, the White House says they're not supposed to be combat forces. They're supposed to just be advising and assisting, right?
Right, they are. But the Pentagon says they're still in harm's way, and that's because there's no clear front line, and there are multiple approaches to Mosul, and these small American teams are helping in the field, advising in everything from calling in artillery and airstrikes, clearing the roadside bombs. We've learned from our colleague Alice Fordham, who's in northern Iraq, that Iraqi troops are seeing more complex and powerful bombs. Some are strung together in what are called daisy chains, and Iraqi bomb disposal technicians are having trouble detecting them. Now, also, it appears ISIS fighters are hiding some of their car and truck bombs so they don't get struck by U.S. warplanes. And ISIS appears to be using them at the last moment inside a village. One Kurdish soldier told Alice, when we advance, they send a bomb to us.
And that gives us some picture of how this is going, but give us a bigger picture of how the Mosul offensive is working out for Iraqi forces and their allies.
Well, the Pentagon says the Iraqis are on schedule, but clearly there is a tough ISIS resistance in some areas right now. Iraqis are anywhere from 6 to 10 miles outside the city, and it could take a week, 2 weeks, maybe even longer for them to reach Mosul. Nobody really knows at this point. Now, the Iraqis outnumber ISIS fighters around 20 to 1, and the U.S. is providing a lot of the airstrikes. They're hitting everything from ISIS buildings and command centers to trucks to artillery, even sniper positions they're taking out. But even when the Iraqi forces reach Mosul, Kelly, that could be the toughest fight yet, because then you're talking urban warfare, building-to-building fights. You have a well-dug-in enemy. They've created berms and more bombs along the way inside the city. And also, there are hundreds of thousands of civilians in Mosul. Some say upwards of 1 million. So that's a tough scenario for any offensive force.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kelly.